You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Kate, what was that song you were singing the other day?
Oh, Let It Go?
From Frozen?
No.
Well, what's that from?
Hello, and welcome to episode 7. 7? 6?
I think it's 7, right?
I think it's 7. Of what's that from?
This week's episode, we are going to be focusing on the musical, The Full Monty.
Ooh, the full.
I can tell you, I had no idea what this show was about, and now I feel like I do.
That is the point of this podcast. So I would say you've achieved it.
Like, I literally knew nothing about this show, is what I mean. Like, I, at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't know any of the songs?
Nope. I mean, I've heard one of them and the overture.
Oh my gosh. That blasted overture.
Yeah.
For a backstory, Josh and I had a tap final to that song, and the amount of times I heard that song is just ridiculous.
And it's repetitive too. Not in a bad way, but it just is, the song itself is repetitive, the same theme over and over again. So having to hear it so many times, when I started pressing play on the album, I was like, here we go.
It also sounds like rushed. It just makes me feel panicked.
Yes.
It's a good song. It has a good like tempo, but when it comes on, I'm literally like, oh my god. You'll know it when you hear it. You'll understand when you listen to the album. Is it you doing the 30-second plot challenge?
I think it is.
I think it is too. Okay. All right. Let me just get my handy dandy little timer out here to make sure you're not cheating. Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, and go.
A group of unemployed men with low self-confidence gain their confidence back by forming a strip group, like your strip little number, and they face like really dark, deep inner struggles too while they're going through this process and reconnect with their wives.
Great. Wow, you still had 12 seconds.
Oh, no way.
An absolute star.
How do you go?
I like the part where you said they form a strip group.
what's like the correct term?
I don't know. I don't know what a
like a troop? Like what's a called?
Local troop 472 at the strip club down the block.
I don't know.
I guess a strip group makes sense. I don't really know what you'd call it. A strip team?
I like team.
Yeah, because they're in it together, you know? It's a team effort.
Yeah, it's a strip team.
A strip team. Yeah. No, I think that pretty much sums it up.
I feel like that was maybe the best 30-second plot challenge I've ever done.
Yeah, no, that was really good, Josh.
Thanks.
Yeah, good work. I can tell you thought about it.
I did think about it.
Yeah, no, but I feel like there's not really that much to add on to it other than, I mean, really just like specific stuff, because I think you pretty much like nailed it on the head. It's a group of five guys who are kind of like a ragtag group of people. They're also kind of mismatched. They're not really like, they're all together in unemployment, but they're not all friends prior to.
Right. Like they all have like a connecting bond through that. But they're each have like their own individual situations that they in their own little worlds.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of just following each of them. Like the main character, his son, he's going to lose custody of him if he can't afford to pay the child support. So that's kind of like his motivation. His best friend is kind of has like self-confidence, body issues, and like issues with his wife. And so he's kind of like, oh, like really down on himself. Then there's the one of the characters tries to commit suicide and they find him as he's trying to commit suicide. And then they're like, oh man, don't all of our lives suck so much? Want to join our strip group? And then he's like, okay. So it's just kind of like all of them finding each other through like these really, they are really dark circumstances,
yeah.
But like the way that they handle them and like the way that they come together is just so good.
Yeah. It's like, there's such a lighthearted air to this show because it's about like stripping. But there's a lot of dark topics that they address, like each character, each situation, like plot points happen that are pretty dark, and just like the internal struggles that they're facing are all pretty deep.
Yeah, I would agree. There is some definitely like some dark topics, like for example, the song Big Ass Rock. That one like caught me so off guard. I was like, okay, a rock, a big ass rock. And then suddenly they were just talking about like all these different ways to kill yourself. And I was like, whoa, what? Like, this really came out. Yeah, because I feel like it's very well written in the way that I think they paired up really like enthusiastic and like peppy music, like rock, soulful tunes to these like really deep and like hard topics, which I think is like really great comedy, you know, because like a lot of it is really funny, but you don't see it being funny until it like suddenly slaps you in the face.
Right.
I think that it's like, I think that the style of music fits so well with the story.
I really like the style of music, and I like that it rides a really good line between like contemporary and musical theatery.
Yes.
Like there is really good musical theatery elements of the music, but it doesn't feel like dated. It still feels kind of like
right
contemporary,
right?
Which I liked.
Yes, me too. It's based on a movie of the same name, Full Monty, but they switched the musical to be set in Buffalo. The movie is like British. I watched it. They had really strong accents.
Yeah.
But so it's a British film. So that's from like, yeah. So they bit that, but basically it's like the same plot as the movie, which I also thought was like really cool. Like watching the movie, I was like, oh my gosh, I can see so clearly where every single one of these songs is inserted. I don't know. I love when that happens because I'm like, you like followed this very specifically, except for it's in Buffalo, but.
It follows pretty closely to the movie, doesn't it? Like the plot?
Yeah. No, it's like, exactly the same, I think.
Yeah. This show gives me Kinky Boots vibes because it's based on a British movie and Jerry Mitchell choreographed it. And like the music gives me similar vibes.
It's true. And I also kind of appreciate that they set it in Buffalo because sometimes I feel like when shows that originate like on like in the United States try to do like the British thing, it comes off as like kind of fake or weird. Like I'm like, you're putting on this like British thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, kudos to you guys for putting it in Buffalo. So we don't have to deal with the whole like
accents or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the movie is great. So if anyone gets a chance to watch it, it was really, really funny. I never thought I'd foresee myself like crying at the end of a strip club scene, but there I was, like tissue box and all. Yeah,
it's like, awesome. Yeah, it does have like a very tender ending,
and I was like, oh my god, like, and I just thought it was so well. And I watched like I watched the Tony performance because that was actually all I could find from the 2000 production.
I found two. I found their Tony performance, and then there's another video of like a bootleg of like the finale sequence.
Oh, Let It Go. It's always Let It Go. which yeah. is fine. It's a great number. But like that ending moment where like they finally go like the full Monty or whatever. And it's just like, they're all such derpy men. Like they're so awkward, so like clumsy, but they all have such big hearts. And like, it's so funny because I feel like all of those people, like, you know, someone like that, who's like someone's dad that's like kind of goofy, but like, then like they all came together and did this like crazy thing that like brought them all together. It's just so sweet. And like all the wives and all the people that like love them, support them so much. Yeah. I mean, it's so silly because it's supporting them stripping, but like, it's so like sentimental because like they all overcome their personal like obstacles with themselves. And
yeah. What was your favorite song?
I think my favorite song is You Walk With Me.
Yeah, that song is like, there's something about it that's like a little different than other musical theater songs I've heard, but there's something about it like has this really nice quality that like entrances me when I listen to it.
Yeah, it like gives me goosebumps every time I listen to it.
Yeah, there's something different about it. I can't like put my finger on it, but
I feel like it's the music. I feel like it's the like
melody. Direction. Yeah.
Like the way that it like dun 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 dun. Like I feel like if you listen to just like the like orchestration, you'd be like,
I'm yeah, so unique. Feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What about you?
Probably Life with Harold.
I knew you were going to say that.
I like that song. And I liked You Rule My World reprise when their wife started singing to them. I really liked
that. Oh, that is a sweet one. I also liked the Man song.
Yep.
Yeah. I like Scrap.
I liked Scrap too.
Yeah. There's some like really good songs. Like every time a new song would come on, I was like, oh wait, I love this too. Like this is like such a good album.
Yeah. I liked Michael Jordan's Ball too.
Me too.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny because I was like, that's like so American. Yeah. They definitely added this in to be like, this is the American version of the full Monty. Michael Jordan is who we're going to compare ourselves to.
That's so true.
Yeah. But I thought the music was great.
Who wrote the music? Who? David Yazbek?
Yes, David Yazbek wrote the music and the lyrics.
Oh, nice. He did The Band's Visit, right?
Yes. Which is also, okay, but the big old difference between The Band's Visit and The Full Monty is that The Band's Visit really swept those Tonys. The Full Monty, I'm going to say it, it got robbed.
I think so too.
I was genuinely upset about it. Like looking at the list of all the nominations and then they didn't get any, I was kind of furious.
I know, what did it lose to?
It lost to The Producers.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it's because The Producers has so much more hype than The Full Monty. I'm like, I'm done with The Producers. Let's move on. The Full Monty, where's the revival? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. A musical movie adaptation of The Full Monty.
Yeah, people should do this show more often, for sure.
That's what I think, too. But I wonder, because like you do have to have like a lot of really strong men, which like is never the issue. There's never a shortage of that, but I feel like for a lot of places it's like there's always a lot of girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just so dang good. I think the thing that's hard too is it does require the men to be older.
Yeah.
Like, that's part of the bit.
Right.
So I'm not really sure that it would, like, translate well to, like, my college's production of The Full Monty. You know what
I mean? Definitely.
Like, half the jokes are, like, about being older.
Yeah, definitely.
But maybe that's why it should be done more.
True.
You know what I mean? And I also would like to say, the year 2000 would have been was a great year for Broadway. Because Aida also opened in 2000.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah, it's like, looking back on like past year, like those like early 2000s, or just like any years of Broadway, being like, wow, all of these shows came out around the same time, makes me wish, like, I mean, makes me miss like a bunch of really good shows coming out around the same time.
Right?
Yeah.
It's also like, what are the odds that all of those came out? Like, it's just funny too, because I feel like we've unironically just picked a bunch from the same era.
Yeah.
Which made me also realize too, with The Full Monty, I was like, I'm so bummed somebody didn't pull out their camcorder and record this like they did Aida with their like literal, like, their plug-in, like full-on camera, handheld camera. But I was like, it's funny that we've like randomly picked so many shows from the 2000.
I know, that's so funny. I didn't even realize it either.
Yeah. But I'm also like, wow, Broadway was like rocking out in the year 2000.
You got any fun stories that happened during the process of this show?
Well, not exactly fun, but I was looking over the production and I was reading through like the cast and like who was who, and I was perusing and I had to read this line like 5 times because I was like, wait, what? And I don't really know exactly what happened. But there's, like, a whole list, you know, like, the opening night cast includes, you know, all these people. Andre DeShields, which we covered him in Hadestown. He's in that now. So this man's, like, 20 years later still rocking it out. And he was playing an old man in The Full Monty. So if he was playing an old man 20 years ago, we can just only imagine this man now. But there's a section that says Jane Connell. She was replaced by Kathleen Freeman because Jane Connell died during the run of The Full Monty. Isn't that wild?
That's so sad. I can't imagine.
How do you even, like, that is just, like, so awful.
Yeah, that's awful. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. So I'm sure that was probably, like, a big, also a big blow to the cast, like to lose a cast mate and to go through all of that. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I see that the musical was directed by Jack O'Brien, who directed Hairspray.
An icon.
Yeah. And he and Jerry Mitchell choreographed it. They were the same team that did Hairspray.
I would have loved to see the production, because I like, I want to see the numbers, like the numbers in the show.
You Me know? Too.
So I'm like kind of bummed.
And I know I like I, when I was listening to it, I didn't see any clips of it yet. I didn't watch the story performance yet, so I didn't have like a visual thing to go off of while listening to it. So when I saw that Tony performance, I was like, oh, like I do really want to see how the other numbers look like, because I really like what they did with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so good because, like, they're the perfect amount of, like, awkward and clumsy.
Yeah.
But, like, finding new confidence and, like, putting it all together. It's just really refreshing.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found so many community theater productions of this on YouTube, and I could not do it. I couldn't watch them because I really didn't want them to be bad.
Yeah.
You ever get that?
Yeah.
Where you're like, maybe I should just leave it up to my imagination, because if this isn't going to be like the real thing.
I do that when I watch, or when I look up things that there's no bootleg for, and there's only high school or any other kind of production. I'm like, yeah, I'd rather like want to know what the original one looks like before I get any other skewed.
And then I always read like 2 of the comments, and if they're like, ugh, Jerry's microphone was off the whole time, I'm like, oh, forget it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. That's a relatable feeling.
Yeah. I will say, I think my favorite part of this show, too, was the relationship between Jerry and his son. I think that was my personal favorite, which I also think the song Breeze Off the River is like a tearjerker. I think that that's my personal favorite relationship of people, because I feel like it is a show of different relationships, like with each other, with significant others and stuff. But I think the big turning point at the end when the son is giving him the pep talk, like his son's like 10 and like watches his dad like do this whole stripping thing and try to like win back his custody, and his dad's not like the brightest guy, but he loves his son so much. And so by the end, when his son's like, get out there and show them what you're made of. Like, oh my God. Like, so sweet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I agree. That is the best relationship in the show.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, maybe it's the two best friends.
Oh, you mean Dave and Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're funny too.
Yeah.
But I just loved that son aspect. I thought that that was like,
yeah,
I don't know.
High stakes too, because he might lose his custody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it's so interesting to like see like the love portrayed between all these different people in such different ways. I just think it's like so, it's just ridiculous. Like it's like all about like, it's about stripping, but it's not about stripping.
Right. It's about stripping down like the layers of like your armor.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's about.
The full Monty.
The full Monty. Yeah. Oh, we kind of forgot to mention that like the thing that was going to stick them apart from the rest of like the strippers was that like they are going to get fully naked. Because like the only strippers, like they just give you a little sneak peek and then it's like, see ya. But like their whole bit was like, because everyone was kind of making fun of them. And they're like, you know what? We're going to be fully naked. And everyone's like, whoa. Really?
I'm like, we're signed up.
So intrigued. Which I also was wondering, like, is the full Monty an American term? In the movie, it sounded so charming. Like, these, like, women came up and were like, what's going to set you apart from the others? You know, and they're like, we're going to go the full Monty. You know? And I'm like, in America, I feel like yeah, we're going to go the full Monty. It's like, ugh.
It sounds less classy.
Yeah. Like, it sounded so endearing when they said it in the movie, but I can't imagine Buffalo, New York being like, yeah, we're going to go the full Monty. But maybe it is an American term. It just sounded more British to me.
Yeah, it does sound like a more British term.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're gonna go the full Monty.
If I'm being honest, my whole life I've thought this had something to do with like Monty Python.
That I think that's what everybody thinks.
Yeah,
I think that's like a common misconception. But then it is kind of like, if you know nothing about it, it's like you think it's about Monty Python, but then the cover is like a bunch of legs with like police hats, so you're like, it is kind of like, I feel like it's definitely one of those shows where I've seen it in my like suggested, I've seen it in my Spotify, I've seen it in whatever, but I've always been like, you want to know what it kind of pairs in my mind with?
Run
Forever Plaid.
Yep, something that I don't know that we should probably do as
yeah, I don't know anything about it, but like in my head they're the same.
Yeah.
Like, you know how there's like those like TikToks that are like all these first names are the same, and they said they're Brittany, Jessica, Christina. Like all these names are the same. For me it's Forever Plaid and the Full Monty have always been the same. I think it's because the cover is like, I think the Forever Plaid cover is like a kilt.
Yep.
Like a guy wearing a kilt, and like this is just like legs. So I've just been like, they're the same. Yeah, we should probably add that to the list.
Add to the list.
Yeah, now that we're exposing it, we have to follow through. Hopefully. Sorry. That's pretty cool that David Yazbek is still like out here.
Yeah, and he's done a lot of different things too.
Yeah. Because like, I would not say the band's visit sounds anything like this, but I will say the band's visits like music is so well thought out. And I think that this is also really well thought out, if that makes sense. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. And I think his musicality, because I do think, like, in both The Band's Visit and this, there are times where I'm like, whoa, like, the way that that music is written just hits different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh my gosh, I'm also drawing a parallel right now. Answer Me and The Band's Visit kind of hits the same way as What You Walk With Me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, definitely gives off that same, like, aura.
Like, it makes you, like, feel, it's like an out-of-body experience. Like, yeah. I'm feeling so much that I am not feeling anything.
Yeah, you're a little transported.
Yeah. Do you feel like that's the same?
Yeah.
Wow. So maybe it's just like a David Yazbek thing. Like, maybe once every musical, he's like, all right, this transcendent moment, let's drop it in.
Big fan. What would you rate this show on a scale of 1?
Oh my gosh. I would give it like a 9. I didn't see it, but I loved it.
Yeah, I give it an 8, and if I saw it, I think it could be a 9.
Yeah, I think that like a revival needs to happen as soon as Broadway reopens. This is what it needs. This is the spark. The full Monty needs to bring Broadway back to life. I feel like I've said that about a lot of shows, but like I seriously loved this show.
Yeah, hashtag the full Monty needs to bring Broadway back to life.
I think it does.
Yeah.
What better way?
Could be awesome.
It could be. And I feel like there are so many, like, I feel like if I had to cast it right now, I could think of so many, like, good people that would be so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I'm trying to think who would be good in it.
I think Jeremy Jordan would be really good in it.
Oh, yeah, I totally see that.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally see that.
Right?
Yeah.
That's who I thought of, too. I was like, come on. It'd be iconic.
I'd pay to see it.
I would also pay to see it. I'd pay, I forget, in the movie they're like 200 quid or something. I don't know. I was going to make a joke about it.
But no, I can't pay the full Monty.
I'd open my wallet and I'd give you one full Monty. Yeah, no, I loved it. I think everyone should listen to it. I think if you're skipping over it on your Spotify, you need to stop doing that. And it'll bring you up. It'll hype you up. It'll also bring you down in the feels. All around, an incredible journey.
Yeah, I'd say listen to it for sure.
Yeah, and watch the one YouTube video.
Yeah, definitely watch the video. Yeah, the Tony performance is great. Also, like, I've seen so many Tony performance videos, and I had never seen this one. I was like, this needs to be something people watch more.
Yeah, maybe we need to boost it up in the the viewers. Give the full Monty the rightful place at the top that it deserves. Because it got snubbed. It was nominated for every Tony Award. It was nominated for a lot of Tony Awards, and it won none of them.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Justice for the full Monty. That's the full Monty. I'm the full Monty. You know what I mean? We've sipped the Kool-Aid. We've done it. So give this one a listen. Highly recommend. Comes highly recommended by WTF. Then hear these songs, and then you won't say what's that from anymore. There you go. That's the cure.
That's the golden rule.
That's the golden rule, my friends. So we'll see you next week, next Wednesday, for another WTF Wednesday. But be sure to give us a little follow on the gram. You can find us at WTF_BWay. That's WTF_BWAY.
Exciting things coming soon.
Exciting things. We won't spoil it, but you're gonna wanna stay tuned.
See you next week.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.